Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 16th. After hours of testimony that lasted till 4 a.m. this morning, Colorado lawmakers advanced a bill aimed at getting more children vaccinated. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Sponsors say more than 9,000 children in Colorado were hospitalized in 2017 for diseases that a vaccine could have prevented. Parents say that puts other kids at risk. Parents would still be able to opt out of getting their children vaccinated, but they would have to fill out a new application form. Supporters think the extra hurdle will lead to more immunizations. That concerns parent Josh Miller.
Don't use our children as test subjects. It's not okay. Just give us the choice. Let the parents who think it's the right thing do it. Let those who don't take a different path.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Colorado is last in the country for getting kindergarten-aged kids vaccinated for measles, mumps, and rubella. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Almost all Colorado workers could qualify for paid family leave if lawmakers approve Senate Bill 188. Eric Galatis has the story.
A proposal making its way through the state legislature would create a statewide insurance pool to allow nearly all workers to be with family when health issues arise. Kathy White with the Colorado Fiscal Institute says the vast majority of Coloradans currently do not have access to paid family leave, which means people have to make a choice between their jobs and spending time with newborn babies or caring for a sick family member.
It's a policy that ensures that the people who are least likely to have access to paid leave today are able to participate, and they are able to get those benefits.
Nationally, just 13% of workers have access to paid family leave. To pay for the policy, Senate Bill 188 says employers and workers would contribute less than 1% of payroll into a pool that could be tapped to pay qualified workers a portion of their weekly wage. People earning $50,000 a year would contribute roughly $3.68 a week. Critics argue that the costs could be too high for businesses operating on thin profit margins. White says the proposal is supported by more than 100 organizations, including small businesses and maternal and public health groups. She adds that polling of business owners, sole proprietors, entrepreneurs, and voters has shown broad support for the measure.
These programs have operated in some states successfully for decades, so I think the time is just now. We clearly know what the problem is. We clearly know what the solution is. And Senate Bill 188 is just the path to get us there.
White says states that have paid family leave have seen better health outcomes for mothers and children, better outcomes for aging family members needing care, and more secure long-term financial stability, especially for women. The measure is set to be heard Tuesday by the Senate's Appropriations Committee. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Repairs to the United States Air Force Academy's iconic Cadet Chapel have been canceled after $68 million in funds were diverted to projects at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, which was heavily damaged by Hurricane Michael in October of last year. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Abigail Beckman has this report on the desperately needed repairs at the chapel and what happens now that those plans are on hold.
The chapel has a spectacular presence, both up close and from a distance. 17 gleaming aluminum spires reflect the sun and the sky. Shining panels of stained glass cast a purple glow on the tile floor. Sound fills the space, creating a soul-stirring acoustic experience. Walking inside, it's clear the decades-old structure still has a lot to say.
It's meant to be the centerpiece of the academy. It was always intended to be that way.
Dwayne Boyle is the academy's architect. He says the chapel has endured Band-Aid fixes for more than 50 years.
So as you walk along here, you can see some staining in the acoustic plaster. You can see that on the pews, the water damage, which is pretty extensive. When it rains here and starts leaking, we have to use buckets to collect the water. It leaks that bad.
The chronic leaking is a huge problem, but that's not the only problem. During the more than a dozen years spent evaluating the building for renovation, Boyle says they noticed how the structure tends to move due to different environmental factors.
So the building moves much differently at the south end and the north end than it does in the middle. It moves differently from the floor level to the top of the spires.
That was also set to be remedied in the renovation process. Boyle says damage at the chapel will only get worse if repairs are not made. The cadet area was named a National Historic Landmark in 2004. That makes finding someone to do the repairs complicated on a structure that could be described as geometrically complex.
The chapel structure that we have here is pretty interesting. It's basically a series of tetrahedrons, which is a three-dimensional truss.
The building is made up of 100 of those identical tetrahedrons, or triangular pyramids. Architect Walter Netsch of Skidmore, Owings & Merrill in Chicago planned the chapel with his signature aesthetic, field theory, which uses rotated shapes to create patterns based on mathematical equations. If you Google it, you'll find lots of kaleidoscope-esque sketches.
So each spire is four tetrahedrons. On each side, one tetrahedron stacked up on top of another, and then two on the other side. And the space in between the spires is basically that same tetrahedron turned 180 degrees and put in place.
Boyle says the chapel is one of the world's best examples of modern architecture.
So when Walter had the design of pretty much everything on the academy fairly well in hand, he decided to go to Europe and see which cathedrals in Europe could inspire him in the design of the cadet chapel.
Four religious structures provided inspiration for the building, Boyle says. That includes Notre Dame.
So Notre Dame is 150 feet tall, and that's where the height of this building comes from, is Notre Dame. The other three were Chartres, which was flying buttresses, Saint-Chapelle, which is the quality of light coming into the building, and Assisi, which is the religious structure that convinced Walter you could successfully put more than one chapel in a building and have it work.
Many of the canceled fixes involved instituting plans that Walter Netsch had in place to begin with. That would have cost anywhere from $25 to $100 million. Now that the money has been reallocated, though, a spokesman for the Air Force Academy says they don't know if the renovation will ever resume at all. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, April 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.